Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today's show has no particular theme, just music that I picked out that sounded good at the time. I hope you feel the same way. To open, here's Bill Vlasic and the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis with the Late Blossom Polka. Thank you. Moonglow, co-composed by bandleader Will Hudson, as the theme song for his Greystone Ballroom Band in Detroit. That theatre pipe arrangement was by Jonas Nordwall and featured the Wurlitzer and the short-lived Organ Grinder Pizza Restaurant in Denver, Colorado. Cess Comfrey was an American pianist who wrote a number of pieces for that instrument in the 1920s, including Stumbling, Dizzy Fingers, Buffoon, and Kitten on the Keys. Don Thompson included the latter, probably Comfrey's most famous, on a 2006 CD recorded on the Wurlitzer in another restaurant, Eoli Pizza Joint in San Lorenzo in Northern California. Narcissus is nowadays considered to be a novelty song, but it was composed in 1891 as the fourth of five pieces in his Water Scene Suite by American composer Ethelbert Nevin. Upon its publication, it was an instant success, selling 125,000 copies of the sheet music. It's a perennial in the theatre organ repertoire. Arnold Bloxham's contribution was taped on the Wurlitzer that still graces the Town Hall in Burton-on-Trent. Thank you. The Theatre Organ Club in the UK was founded in 1938 as the Robinson Cleaver Radio Club, but it didn't restrict itself to just Cleaver's music, promoting the theatre organ generally. In 1956, it adopted its current name, and to this day, it still organises concerts, or at least it will again after the pandemic passes. Robbie doesn't appear to have made large numbers of recordings, but he did leave us with some great tracks. This is Fats Waller's Alligator Crawl, taped on the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. Robbie Cleaver was also a member of pianist Billy Thorburn's The Organ, The Dance Band and Me, a small combo of studio musicians that varied according to who was available for a half-day recording session, and they were often accompanied by a singer for the vocal refrain. On this 1940 track of With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair, that duty fell to band singer George Barclay. The organ is the Compton in EMI's Abbey Road Studios.
We met, and I dream of you yet, with the wind and the rain in your hair. I held you tight as you whispered goodnight, with the wind and the rain in your hair. My favorite memory, that vision of you standing there in the mist, how you sighed when we kissed, with the wind and the rain in your hair. Thank you.
Like many musicians on contract to a record label, organists have been known to moonlight under a pseudonym. In 1960, Ashley Miller, of Radio City Music Hall fame, recorded an LP for the RKO label under the name of Kenneth Lane, featuring the Large Wurlitzer in the 3,600-seat Metropolitan Theatre, now the Wang Theatre, Boston, Massachusetts. This track of Cole Porter's Night and Day shows the unmistakable signs of Ashley's arranging.
Thank you.
Under the Double Eagle, composed by Joseph Franz Wagner in Austria in 1893, and which was very popular in the USA in the 30s and 40s, possibly due to German immigrants. That was Hubert Selby, co-founder of the Cinema Organ Society, playing the Wurlitzer from the Leeds Paramount Theatre, now in the Thursford Collection in Fakenham, Norfolk. That's the end of this edition of Hot Pipes, I'm afraid, so until next time, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.